Ashvigurum tamnatosmi. Vande ham Shri Guru Shriyatav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivasakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Freedom from anxiety and depression. The Bhagavad Gita way. That is the title of this evening's talk. Is anyone feeling anxiety or depression now? I think everyone's feeling spiritually happy. Is that right? Why is that? Because of Krishna Bhakti. The atmosphere here is one full of Krishna Bhakti. So that is the answer. How to be free from anxiety and depression? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay, that's it, finished. That's the topic discussed. We can give some more discussion also. After all, this whole material world is simply full of suffering. You can go out into space. They want to go out into space to different planets. You can go deep into the ocean. You can go anywhere in the world. Every living being is suffering. The nature of this material world is that it is simply full of suffering. That is especially apparent in this Kali Yuga. You all experience, I don't have to tell you, you're all experiencing various difficulties in your life. But in Kali Yuga, apart from the physical difficulties, the mental difficulties are even more. Pretty much everyone is suffering from anxiety. Anxiety because of financial matters. Is there anyone in India free from financial anxiety? Everyone is struggling to continue their family affairs, getting enough money. How about Mukesh Ambani? Is he free from anxiety from financial matters? How many crores is he worth, do you know? Lakshmi-chan, how much is he worth? No, I'm not asking about you, I'm asking about him. He's much bigger than you. Much, much bigger. How many thousands, millions of crores does he have? Doesn't he know himself? Maybe not. But what does he do all day? He's engaged in running his businesses, which means he's trying to get more money. Every day, in the time that it takes him to sneeze, he earns another few crores. But still he's in anxiety. I'm not earning enough. Otherwise, why is he going on doing business? He can retire and live peacefully. So if we think that, well, if I just had a little bit more money, then I wouldn't have any more anxiety about money. But it is the nature of the soul, the jiva in Maya, to be always in anxiety. No one ever thinks they have enough. Even someone who has so much money, he always thinks, I need more and more and more. There are causes for anxiety. Anytime anyone can lose his job, or his business may fail, or if he's running a factory, his workers may go on strike and then he can't fulfill his orders and then he loses his orders. In anxiety, the parents are in anxiety about the children. The children are in anxiety about passing their exams. The farmers are in anxiety about their crops. The politicians are in anxiety whether they'll get elected or not. The whole atmosphere is full of anxiety. And there are some people who appear to be very happy, no problems. But actually everyone is full of fear. Sometimes people hide behind a mask of apparent happiness. They pretend to themselves and others that they are fully happy and they have no anxiety. So this anxiety, it's one kind of fear. It is the nature of this world that everyone is full of fear. Why should there be fear? Because we cannot avoid pain. We all have to suffer pain. The pains of birth and death and old age and disease. The pain of people behaving in a cruel way toward us. We know that we cannot escape pain. And we are afraid that in the future we will have to suffer more and more pain. Because we cause pain to others, therefore we have to suffer pain ourselves. We are afraid what will happen after death, because we've acted selfishly in this life, we will have to suffer the reactions in a future life. Then there is depression. Anxiety means we're struggling to go on in this world. When we collapse, someone may stop struggling and go down from the platform of anxiety to that of depression. They give up struggling. So technically, according to Bhagavad Gita, anxiety is a manifestation of rajoguna. This is Bhagavad Gita psychology. Rajoguna means the mental state in which someone is very anxious to enjoy this material existence. Is very active to try to enjoy this world. That naturally brings anxiety, because it's a great struggle. We have so many plans, mostly they're not all fulfilled. And depression is a manifestation of the mental state called tamoguna. The mode of darkness and ignorance, in which a person just doesn't care anymore. They're overwhelmed by their misery, and they make no more effort even to try to escape it. This is the situation of material existence. So, this is described in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also gives us the solution. The solution is actually very, very easy to understand. What is our actual position? The first teaching of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is that the body is temporary, but we, the inhabitants of the body, are eternal. It's a very easy thing to understand. This body is composed of chemicals, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and so on. But I am not chemicals. You are not chemicals. I see there's this young man here with his child. So that child's body is composed of carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and so on. But you don't love carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, or oxygen, do you? You love your son. Why is that? It is because you are jiva, living being, and so also is he. We establish relationships with other living beings. The body is a conglomeration of chemicals formed by Maya, Krishna's illusory energy. The body is energized by the presence of the jiva. So before this body existed, we existed. I existed, you existed. Just like, how old is your son? 5 years old. So, 10 years ago, he existed. And 110 years from now, he will still exist. But the body was not there 10 years ago, and will not be there in 110 years. So this is the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita. It's a very easy thing to understand. But it's not very easy to realize. Because of Krishna's Maya, it seems very much that we are the body. But we should know that the body is temporary, but I am eternal. I am going from body to body to body. And because I identify with this body, I suffer anxiety. But if we understand that my true nature as Jivatma is as an eternal servant of Krishna, then there's no anxiety. Because by my nature I am Sat Chit Ananda. I am eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And we are sheltered by Krishna by knowing that we are his eternal servants. Now, this doesn't mean that by understanding the spiritual knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, we become irresponsible. Certainly, if they're self-realized, if their child becomes sick, they will seek medical treatment. But he knows that ultimately everything is in the hand of Krishna. He knows that ultimately everything is in the hand of Krishna. A few years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, you, Gokul Chandra, you were driving in Govardhan area. That is the great place of Krishna's pastimes. Were you driving? He was driving. And suddenly one young child ran out in front of the vehicle and was killed. Oh, I thought you told me it was a human. That's not such a good story. Who cares if a puppy dies? Okay, well, I'll adjust it. No, but Govardhan gives, Govardhan takes. Who cares for the puppy? Yeah, maybe someone else told me that. Someone. Okay, so I was also in a car accident one time. In which some people were killed. But the relatives, they were seemingly ordinary people, but actually we can understand that they were spiritually advanced. Because they could understand that by the will of Krishna, some jiva became my child. By the will of Krishna, now he has to go away. Now this is difficult to realize. Because by the nature of Maya, everything in this world seems real. Therefore, we have to cultivate Krishna consciousness. To cultivate Krishna consciousness means to cultivate the understanding that I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Jive Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The inherent characteristic of every living being is that he is an eternal servant of Krishna. We talk about Krishna consciousness. We all have consciousness. Consciousness is the characteristic of the jiva. The difference between a jiva, a living being, and any inorganic, inert object is consciousness. So consciousness means we are aware of this world. But we take this world to be a place for our own pleasure. Everyone thinks, let me interact, let me live within this world in a way that I can be happy. To want to be happy is natural because the nature of the jiva is to be happy. But if we think I shall be happy by enjoying this world, by enjoying my senses, by acquiring properties and lording over them, then we must be in anxiety. And when our plans fail, then we may go down into depression. So it's very easy to understand from Bhagavad Gita that we are not the enjoyers of this world. We get body after body after body. Purushang prakriti sto hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasango sya sadasadyoni janmasu. We, due to our association with material nature, we get various higher and lower bodies within this material nature. But our real relationship is with Krishna in the spiritual world. So in all species of life there is anxiety. The little insect is afraid of being eaten by a lizard. The lizard is afraid of being eaten by a bird. The bird is afraid of being caught and eaten by a cat. The cats are fighting among each other. But even though in every species of life there is anxiety, the human form of life is meant for becoming free from anxiety. For becoming free from birth and death. And that means to change our consciousness from thinking, I am an enjoyer of this world, to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to understand that I am meant for serving Krishna. And the process is very easy. By chanting the names of Krishna, by hearing from devotees the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, by dovetailing all our activities in Krishna's service, we can always live in Krishna consciousness. Dovetailing our activities in Krishna consciousness, an example of this. In every house in Salem, cooking is going on. Cooking and eating. In the houses of devotees, everything that is cooked is first offered to Krishna. Recognizing that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Everything should be done for Krishna's pleasure. So devotees, they take not just food, but they take Krishna prasadam. Many people go to Tirupati and they bring back the Tirupati laddu. And they distribute it among their friends and relatives. Because it is the prasad of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who live their lives always in Krishna consciousness, they always take prasad of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't eat anything else. Because that is their vow. And in their homes, everything is cooked for the pleasure of Krishna, offered to Krishna, and then taken as prasadam. So in this way, everyone lives, all the devotees, they live very happily in Krishna consciousness. Bhunjate te tvakang papam ye pachantyatma karanat. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that those who cook and eat only for their own pleasure, they eat sin. So that is another form of cause of anxiety. If we are sinful, then we can never be happy. Especially meat eating is very sinful. And that produces anxiety. It is known by the knowers of Vedic culture that what we eat affects our consciousness. Meat means the animals are killed, and the anxiety and the fear and the pain that is transferred into the meat that people eat. All sinful activities, they cause suffering. Recently it came in the news, just I think 2 days ago, the chief minister of Assam had said that cancer is caused by sin. And he was mocked for that. Actually, he's right. The root cause of all suffering is sin. And the root cause of all sin is forgetfulness of Krishna. So it's a very simple formula how to be free from anxiety and depression and all forms of suffering. Jeev Krishna Das Ebishas Korleta Ardukanai. If we simply understand that I am not the body, I am an eternal jiva, an eternal servant of Krishna, then all troubles cease. Of course, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they might suffer from material disturbances, just like coughing, for instance. But they are not in anxiety because of that. Because the devotee knows that just because we're in this material world, there must be some disturbance. Just like if you're on a ship which is sailing in a rough sea, there will be some disturbance. But if one is on a strong ship, then he can be confident that he will go through the storm and reach the shore. So when we're on the ship of Krishna consciousness, then we know it's very strong, and if we stay in Krishna consciousness, then we will cross over all difficulties and go out of this material world to the spiritual world, to Krishna. So a devotee is not an anxiety. Even though this material world is full of disturbances, a devotee knows that Krishna will lift him out of this material ocean. Tesham aham samudharta mrityu sangsara sagarat. Krishna says, I lift my devotees out of the ocean of birth and death. So, as I said at the beginning, to be free from anxiety and depression, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, thank you for listening very attentively. If anyone has any query about this, please ask. And how is that? Do we have a cordless mic? Yeah, please explain that. Repeat, did you hear him? Krishna and the Uddhava? That's in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna. Krishna speaking to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food prepared more than 3 hours previously is considered in Tamaguna. So, just take Krishna Prasad and your eating will be perfect. Then you don't have to worry about all other regulations. The main regulation is to take food that is offered to Krishna.
Yeah.
Other regulations are there. That is just common sense. Just like to be regulated in one's eating is good for health. Yuktahara, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that one should eat in a regulated way. But the main thing is that we should take Krishna Prasada. Is there any other question? Is there any fact or evidence to support reincarnation? Yeah, the evidence is that Krishna speaks it in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is accepted as the highest authority on spiritual knowledge. By all the experts in spiritual knowledge. Such as Acharyas, Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, and all great spiritual authorities. Just like, to give a material example, Professor Einstein said that E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. Whatever. It's difficult. So, do you understand that E equals mc squared? Personally, I can't imagine what does it mean to multiply mass times the speed of light and then square it. It just doesn't... I can't imagine what it means, actually. It is accepted because Professor Einstein said it, and no one who's deeply scholar of science disagrees. They all agree. So we accept it on authority. So all the great authorities of spiritual knowledge accept what Krishna says, what the Vedas say about reincarnation. If you're interested in empiric, scientific support of this, then Google Professor Ian Stevenson, reincarnation. He spent his life investigating hundreds of cases which demonstrate reincarnation. and from the empiric scientific stance established that reincarnation should be taken very seriously. But actually, spirit cannot be understood by matter. By material consciousness, we cannot understand spiritual truths. We have to accept them from the spiritual authorities, of whom Krishna is the greatest. If by your intelligence you want to understand about reincarnation, then you must read Bhagavad Gita as it is. And then for even a deeper study, you must study Srimad Bhagavatam. And the whole matter is summarized in this book called Coming Back, The Science of Reincarnation. So these ancient books of genuine spiritual knowledge are offered here on the book table at the entrance. Then anyone else has questions? What's that? Translate in Tamil and then tell me. Can you explain it to me? Yeah, say it in English again.
Krishna consciousness is something new for me.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to take up the Krishna consciousness. At the same time, if there's any difficulties or surroundings, if anything happens, I'm not able to practice Krishna consciousness. So again,
no, everyone can practice Krishna consciousness in whatever situation we're in. Practicing Krishna consciousness begins by chanting the name of Krishna. So almost everyone can say Hare Krishna. Some people who are dumb, they cannot do so. But actually there are some devotees who chant Hare Krishna that by their deaf and dumb, they do so by sign language also. Actually there are some people who are physically able to chant Hare Krishna, but they're unable to do so because they're so sinful. But that is not your case. You can please contact our devotees after the program. It's almost finished now, and they can give you some direction how in your day-to-day life you can begin to practice Krishna consciousness. Any one of our Grihastha devotees can speak to him. Who will do that? Should be a Salem person. You're from Salem, I presume? From Coimbatore. Okay. Came with you. All right. Adhik Jankari ke liye Sridhar Srinivasa Sampak Kare. Yeah. Okay. If you can speak later to Sridhar Srinivasa. He can tell you all these things. Krishna is very sweet. His pastimes are very sweet. This is a very intimate point to be considered. Before Sriman Narayana, we can bow down. We can offer service with great reverence. But the fully liberated devotees in the spiritual world, they can play with Krishna and dance with Krishna and sing with Krishna. And some of them even kiss Krishna. So Krishna is very sweet. There is no difference between Narayana and Krishna. Just as there are so many avatars, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, as you said, but Krishna, especially among them all, is very sweet. So different devotees, they are attracted to worship Sriman Narayana in various forms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced us to the worship of the most sweet Krishna. Then someone at the back also wanted to.
What is spirituality?
Yeah. Spiritual means beyond this material world. Spiritual means Satchit Ananda, eternality, bliss and knowledge. In this material world, everything is asat, achit, nirananda. It is temporary, full of misery, and devoid of actual knowledge. So spirituality means to understand that I am not part of this material world. I am an eternal servant of Krishna in full knowledge, eternality and bliss. We are constructing a temple for Krishna in this city of Salem. To invite everyone to join in the bliss of Krishna consciousness. To bring Vaikuntha to Salem. So that everyone who comes to the temple will forget all their anxieties. And they can learn from the devotees how to be free from anxiety forever. To demonstrate actual spirituality as distinguished from so many imitation forms of spirituality. Yeah. All right, we'll take one more question and then make sure that whoever wants to leave doesn't leave without prasadam. Then, just one more question, then we'll break up.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu. So, actually, Krishna consciousness, one of the important things we take is like prasadam. So, in the prasadam, we generally use milk for making seeds. Then up to what? Actually that milk is from cow's milk. Actually that milk is obtained by the conversion of bread into the milk. Then up to what extent this correctly take it? Because that blood can pass from the flesh of the cow. In according to the rule, we should not take flesh. But up to what extent the blood which is passing through the flesh is converting into milk. We are taking his
courage.
Milk is not beef. Easy thing to understand.
Okay,
all right, we'll finish there.